Good morning, everybody. Everybody knows that our Tanakh is divided into three sections, Torah, Neviim, and Ksuvim. The Torah consists of five books of the Chumash, which will finish Mr. Shema Simchas Torah and start again right away with Bereishis. Then there's the section of Neviim. Neviim has eight Svarim in it altogether, four books in Neviim Rishon and four books in Neviim Achronim. The division into Shmuel Aleph and Shmuel Beis, Melachim Aleph and Melachim Beis is not run by Jews. There really is one sefer called Shmuel, one sefer called Melachim. So there are four books in the Neviim Rishonim, four in the Neviim Achronim, that adds up to eight. And then we have 11 books in the section called Ksuvim, five of which are known as the five Megillas, the Chamish Megillos, the most famous of which is probably Megillas Esther, that we read on Purim. Then you have Megillas Eichel, we read on Tisha B'Av, and then Shir HaShirim, Rus, and Koheles. So if you look in the Gemara, we don't find any statements anywhere in the Gemara that requires us to read the Megillah of Shir HaShirim or Rus or Koheles any particular time. In fact, apparently it's questionable when such a practice developed as we have it today. The earliest source that I'm aware of is in the writings of Rav David Avudraham. The Avudraham is a sefer from the later period of the Rishonim. He presents a lot of halachas, mostly on Orach Chaim in Yanim. So he has a section at the end of Hilchos Pesach on Kriyas HaMegillas B'Mo'adim. He writes as follows, page Reish Mem, in the standard edition. I think there's only one edition of Yehudah, and he says the following: Nagu Ha'olam Likros B'Chag HaMatzos Shir HaShirim. There's a minig to read on the Yom Tov of Pesach the Megillas Shir HaShirim Shu Medaber Megulas Mitzrayim Shu Tchilas Shibudim Shu Yisrael U'Golos Mishon Shenem Alasu Sosibrich Veifaro. The Yehudah quotes that there are certain hints or suggestions in the Megillah of Shir HaShirim that have to do with Pesach. Then he writes, "V'gam b'chag haShavuos nagu likros rus." On the Yom Tov of Shavuos, it's also a minhag to read Megillas Rus. And he quotes different reasons why. One has to do with the season. It says that the story of Rus got started with Tchilas Ketir Sa'orim, Ruz Man HaKotzer, and the harvesting of the season of harvesting the barley. That's the season when Shavuos comes out. And also because Rus became a Giyara, she accepted the Torah, and Shavuos is a holiday of accepting the Torah. So there are themes in Megillah Sus that are related to the Yom Tov of Shavuos of Kabbalah Satorah. And then it says, V'gam b'shmini chag atzeres, on shmini atzeres, nagu likros koheles. The practice developed, the minhag is to read Megillah Koheles. Why? Mipnei shekosuvo, the pasuk says in Perek Yud Aleph of Koheles, tein chelek l'shiva v'gam l'shmona. The pasuk referring to number 7 and 8, and the drosha, the Gemara has a drosha, that the reference 7 and 8 is Elu Shiva Simei HaChag U'Shmini Chag Atzeres, right? That's a reference to the 7 days of Sukkot, and Shmini is a reference to Shmini Atzeres. So there's a pasuk in Koheles which relates to Shmini Atzeres, and the Abu Jamai says it became a minhag to rain Koheles on Shmini Atzeres, and he gives explanations. What does that mean, that pasuk? Has to do with the fact that it's Chag Arsif, the ingathering of the crops, the harvest. You have to remind people have to remind themselves about the Tshumas and Maishas and other things, and there's also a connection that Shlomo HaMelech said this drasha to Hakel. That's where the name Koheles perhaps comes from. And so the Hakel was when the Melech, the king, every 7 years following the Shemitah, on the Sukkot, following the Shemitah, would read certain sections of the Torah in public. So that also has to do with Koheles. That's where Shlomo HaMelech was the king, like the pasuk says, Vayekalu, that was the Haftarah on the first day of Yom Tov, last week, Vayekalu, HaMel Shlomo Brech, B'yerech, HaYishan, B'chag, and so on. So it says there was a minute developed to read Koheles on the Yom Tov of Shmini Atzeres. Ramina Mesechus Sofrim Hakora Berus of the Shir HaShirim VeEichel Megillas Esther Tzarich Loma Al Mikra Megillah. There, when one reads these Megillas, one should first make a bracha of Al Mikra Megillah. Certainly, we're familiar with that from Purim. That's the first of the three brachas that we recite before reading Megillas Esther on Purim. So the Avudram quotes in Mesechus Sofrim. The Brisa in Mesechus Sofrim is found in Perek Yud Dalet Halacha Gimel. And indeed it says there that even though it's from Ksuvim, you might have a lotion of reading the Likro B'Kisra Kodesh and other things, but the Masechus Sofrim writes that you would read, when you read, again I'll read his lotion, it's quoted by the Avudraham, and it's correct, you can look it up in Masechus Sofrim, HaKorah Berus V'Shir HaShim V'Echum Megillat Esther, Tzarech Lama Mikra Megillah. Notice that it doesn't say Koheles. It mentions Rus Shir HaShim Echa and Esther. However, in the bottom of Masechus Sofrim, so you have emendations made by the Vilna Gaon, the Nusos HaGro. The Nusos HaGro there, and those Gimel says it should say Koheles also is a mistake, and the amends the text that should read Koheles too. So according to the Masechus Sofrim, whenever we read any Megillah, we precede it by reciting the Brocha of Al Mikra Megillah, And even though it's written in Ksuvim. So that's the earliest source that we have. Again, it mentions Shir HaShirim is read on Pesach, and Rus is read on Shavuos, and Koheles is read, according to the Masechet Sofrim, on Shmini Atzeres. This practice is brought down lehalacha in the Shulchan Aruch by the Ramo, to the very end, or towards the very end of Hilchos Pesach, or Orachaim Simon Tov Tzadi, in Siv Tes. It's not in the Shulchan Aruch, but it's in the Ramo. The Ramo writes as follows. The Noagim Lomar Shir HaShirim B'Shabbos Shal Chol HaMoed. This is Hilchos Pesach. He's talking about in the order of the Yom Tov, and Pesach is the first Yom Tov. That's why Nevud Ramulsi talks about this when it comes to Pesach. In the Shulchan Aruch too, it appears in Hilchos Pesach. So the Ramah writes, the Noagim Lomar Shir HaShirim B'Shabbos Shal Chol HaMoed. The practice is to read Shir HaShirim on Shabbos Chol HaMoed Pesach. However, he says, in Shabbos b'yom tavachor and omer sobos Shabbos. What if there is no Shabbos chalamoid? Sometimes there is no Shabbos chalamoid Pesach. Let's say Shabbos is, Pesach is a lens on a Shabbos. So then the third, there is no Shabbos chalamoid. The first day of Pesach is Shabbos, and the last day of Pesach is Shabbos as well. The eighth day of Pesach, I'm all right. That in Shabbos b'yom tavachor, it means no Shabbos chalamoid, omer sobos Shabbos. You read it on that last Shabbos, what we call Akron Shal Pesach. Then it says, v'chein hadim b'sukkis in Koheles. And the same thing, says Ramo, is with regard to Yom Tov and Sukkot with respect to Koheles. What he seems to mean by saying the same thing is that you would read Koheles on Shabbos Chol HaMoed Sukkot. That's when you read Koheles. But if there is no Shabbos Chol HaMoed Sukkot, like this year there was no Shabbos Chol HaMoed Sukkot, so then you read it at the end on Shmini Atzeres. It's not exactly like the Avudram says. Right before the Avudram said that the original practice was to read Koheles Dafka on Shmini Atzeres. Because that pasuk ten chelak l'shiva l'gam l'shmona as a remnant to Shmini Atzeres. So according to the Avudram, the original practice was Shmini Atzeres. That's not how the Ramo quotes. The Ramo seems to say by likening Koheles on Sukkot to Shir HaShirim on Pesach, the Ramo seems to say that the original that the minig is to lane Koheles on Shabbos Chol HaMoed Sukkot. If there is no Shabbos Chol HaMoed Sukkot like this year, so then you read it on Shmini Atzeres at the end, just like you do on Achron Shel Pesach if there's no Shabbos Chol HaMoed Pesach. And then the Ramo writes, the Noagin Omar Rus the Shavuot. And likewise, you read Megillus Rus on Shavuot. There's never a Shabbos Chol HaMoed Shavuot. There's no Chol HaMoed Shavuot to begin with. There's no Shabbos Chol HaMoed Shavuot. So Shavuot, whenever it lands, you read it. Sometimes it is on Shabbos. We have Friday and Shabbos, so we read on Shabbos. That's always only one day. So they read Megillus Rus on Shavuot. That's what the Ramo writes. He accepts this again. He follows this Avudram. Again, not exactly the way the Avudram says with regards to Koheles, again the Avudram said Daf Kishmina Teres, now Ramo seems to say Sukkot, but that's the practice, and indeed that is our practice, that when we have, when there is a Shabbos Chol HaMoed Sukkot, most years there is a Shabbos Chol HaMoed Sukkot, so you read Koheles on Shabbos Chol HaMoed Sukkot, this year there was no Shabbos Chol HaMoed, so read it on Shmina Teres. And as you saw, they read it already last week, because the davening is long enough already on Shmina Teres, because by then Shmina Teres is Simchas Torah as well. This Shabbos, everything's all wrapped into one, they say Tzilas Geshem and Yizkor, Hakofis and all the aliyahs and everything. So davening is incredibly long to the beginning. You add another 35 or 40 minutes of Koheles that people be there for the following Tuesday. So therefore they read it already last week. But the Ramo is talking about a practice in Chutz Lars. That's what we do here in Chutz Lars. Fine. Then the Ramo is the Ha'am Nagu Shalom Levorech Aleim Al Mikra Megillah Below Al Mikra Ksuvim. The Ramo writes, the Avudram concluded read before that the proper thing is quoting the Masechet Sofer when you make a bracha of Al Mikra Megillah before reading, just like we do on Purim, before Megillah Esther. So too on these three Megillahs, Shir HaShirim on Pesach, and Rus on Shavuos, and Koheles on Sukkot, so Shmini Atzeres, you should make Al Mikra Megillah, but the Ramo says that's not the minig. The Am Nadu Shelo Levorach Aleim Al Mikra Megillah, but Al Mikra Ksuvim, no brachas at all. That's how the Ramo writes. And in fact, the Beis Yosef, I didn't bring with me, but the Beis Yosef writes in Siman Tov Kuf Nun Pes, in our time, that's in Hilchos Tishabov, the Beis Yosef writes at the end of the Ramasul Mashakosu Shi Yeshar, the Olam O Nogu Levorach Klal, excuse me, Al Shum Megillah Chutz Megillah Sester. The Beis Yosef quotes that the minig in the world is only to make a bracha, only on Megillah Sester on Purim, and not to make a bracha on any other Megillah. So says the Beis Yosef in Hilchos Tishabov, and again, there are more here in Hilchos Pesach talking about Shir HaShirim and Rus and Koheles. Right, the minig is not to make any bracha, not on Mikra Megillah, not on Mikra Ksuvim, no bracha whatsoever. The Taz in Sivkot involved here in the same Siman Tov Tzadi, he says, quotes that the Levush wondered why shouldn't we make a bracha, maybe there should be such a minig, and in fact that there was another printing of the Ramo. The Taz quotes an interesting historical note. And Sivkot involved, there was a different printing of Ramah, they changed it. They thought it's not correct. And they changed it. He says, the Fus
But with the first Sohar HaChadosha, he gia amagia kamam nagul of art. They put out new. I was writing a long time ago, so today it wouldn't be called new. But in his day, it was a new printing, a new edition of the Ramah, of the Shulchan Aruch. They print over there, they corrected it to say Vaham Nagul Avarech. The practice is to make a bracha, because people couldn't understand why. But the Taz says nothing doing. He says, not correct. He says, again, like that Beis Yosef, that we only make a bracha on Mikra Megillah. And the reason is, he says, Shalom Atzina B'divat Talmud, Shetiknu Klosa, Shioma Azeh Tzivonu Liklos. How in the world can you make a bracha, Asher Kedishonim, Tzolom Tzolom, Al Mikra Megillah, a commandment to read Megillah, Shir Hashem on Pesach, or Rus on Shavuot, or Kohelis on Sukkot? What kind of a Tzivonu? Where will we ever command it? There's no such pasuk anywhere, obviously, in Parashat B'Tzav. There's no Gemara about it. There's no Takanas Chazal. So how in the world can you make a bracha, Asher Kedishonim, Tzolom Tzivonu? Well, we Ikar Tan, and Megillah Esther is different. Megillah Esther, there was such a Takana. Okay, but these Megillahs, there's no such, there's no Chiyav. He said it's at best a minig and so on, and certainly if you're reading it out of a chumash, most shuls here I know they have a klap, and some shuls have klap for the Megillah. Many shuls don't have, you're just going to read it out of a chumash, so you absolutely shouldn't make a bracha. And Ataz concludes that in fact, he says, he quotes that Beis Yosef that I mentioned before, and he writes, Al Kain kol amivorech al Megillahs elu hi bracha levatala. Make a bracha on any of these Megillahs, an absolute bracha levatala. That's the sheet of the Taz, the one extreme. He says, under no circumstances, any bracha, I don't care what you're reading out of, you don't make a bracha on these Megillahs, only Megillah Esther, like the Beis Yosef said, anything else, and you get involved with the bracha levatala. The Magen Avraham has a bit of a, sort of a compromised position. He says that the Ramah, the text here is correct, he was also aware of that newer edition of the Ramah that changed the text, but he said the original text is correct. The lowest commercial custom was Krakow Ashmiya, not like the sixth. The Ramah lived in Krakow, they must have published a different edition. So he said, not like that, the first is correct, and he brings the proof from a tshuva from the Ramah and so on. He mentioned the Avudram that we said before, but he concludes that perhaps one can say that Dafi Kishen Ksuvim Kitikna Beklafim Beglila Mevarkim. If you have a cloth and it's written like a Sefer Torah, like a Megillah Esther on a cloth with the proper writing and so on and so forth, and that's what you read out of then, that's what the Shabbat mentions also in the name of the Magen Avraham. So he says that's something else. Then you can talk about making a bracha. But the Chumashim Shalonu, Pshita She'ein Levar. We read out of Chumash, or out of a Tanakh or something like that, like they do in many shuls, probably most shuls around here, so then you don't make a bracha. So that's
answer the question of the Shalonu.
Yeah, we haven't dealt with it yet. But the Magen Avraham makes that distinction. Come to the only... Yeah. Well, it's sort of like he's asking, but it seems that once you have it written in a cloth, so then it's an official, so it's more... Right, there's still... That's what he's saying. We haven't addressed that. That's correct. There's still... Material. That's the Taz Taina. That's the Taz Taina. The Magen Avraham makes this skillet. Comes
what
the...
About
a so comes the Zomagon in the Bir HaGro over here. Some small print, but I'll do my best. The Bir HaGro quotes some of the reasons why we read these Megillahs, and the Bir HaGro says absolutely you can make a bracha, and absolutely you should make a bracha, and this is an accepted practice. He said that's the practice of most Rishonim. I don't exactly know, he doesn't exactly name whom he's quoting, but the HaGro says that this is the Shush, and for sure make a bracha. I was thinking, just Yitzchak just mentioned, just like we do with the Haftarah, we also, many shuls don't read Haftarah out of a cloth, and we don't make a bracha before reading the Haftarah, right? So, and afterwards as well. So this will be in that category. Why not be able to make a bracha? It's true that the bracha of the Haftarah doesn't include the word the Tzivonu, so that still remains an open question, which we'll get to in a moment, but the concept of making a bracha exists with regards to Haftarahs, even if you're reading out of a regular printed Chumash, or a Tanakh or something like that, so then there's no difference. Here, the God doesn't make the exact comparison, but as Lashon, I'll just read you the few lines I want to read. He says, the proper thing is, Af she'enam sumigulayam, the kol she'en kesumigulayam, kesef etar, v'chein minik kol arishon. Okay? Now, the truth of the matter is, he quotes some in Hagiv Yeh. Good, I'll get to them all. Get to them all. Okay, again, it's all around the Tzivon of Rishon. I'm just trying to set up the sheetas and the poskim on a page. You only have three different positions. The Taz says you make a bracha, it's a bracha levatala, finish. The Magen Avraham sort of makes a distinction whether it's a klaf or it's not a klaf, which is a little hard to understand. And Magen Avraham says, no, you always make a bracha. And he says, that's the sheet of most Rishonim, whether it's written on a klaf, and certainly, and whether it's not written on a klaf. Then he mentions that they quote from the Matei Moshe, the Magen Avraham also quotes, that they write make a bracha on everything except for Kohelis.
It's interesting. That's the Magen Avraham's lashon. At the end of that, the cotton test is Matemotah Matemotah Kasu Levarach Al Kulam Chutz Mekohelas. That's the old minig. They make a block on everything but Kohelas. And it's only gone. Comments, not true. It's even Kohelas. That would just say not Kohelas. No, it means even Kohelas as well. Why should Kohelas be different? So remember, I said before in that original text of the Masechta Sofer in Parak Yudalit, it left Kohelas off. The Vilna Gaon put it in. The Vilna Gaon says it's a mistake. Kohelas should be there also. What's the issue? So without going into great detail now, there's a Mishnah in Masechta Yodai in Parak Gimel Mishnah Hay, where there's a discussion about the status of Kohelas, whether it has the same status as the other things. Also, Shir Hashirim discussed the Machokas of the Kim, Machokas Tamayim, as the Masechta Yodai, because that's to do with Tumah. The Chacham made it Zera that all Kisei HaKodesh, scripture, they generate tumah if you touch them, because people used to leave them in places where they kept food. They would like they had tumah, so tumah has kedusha. So they would put the tumah in the special cabinet where they had until they gave it to the kohen, so they would know not to eat. And they also kept their svarim there. And what happened was, you have bugs and animals, rodents or whatever, mice would come in and chew up the food. They'd also chew up the ksuvim or the torahs, the svarim. So therefore, they made a gzera that this is going to make the truma is going to make it tame, so that people shouldn't put it together with the food. Anyway, so it's an tame ser dime. So there's a question whether Kohelas has that status. But the Vilna Gaon points out that lahalocha, it's accepted the conclusion of the mission that Kohelas does have the same status. A discussion. Okay, now why Kohelas is different? Again, Kohelas and Shir Hashirim, it's just chokhmah. It's not exactly, maybe it's just wisdom. It's not the same. It's not the lahalocha. So different discussions for another time, maybe why we even have a time that Chazal wanted to remove Kohelas from the canon altogether. Bikshu Chazal Lignos Sefer Kohelas, because it had certain difficult contradictions and so on, raises certain issues in philosophy. So that's for another discussion. But in any event, says the Vilna Gaon here, in the Bir HaGrua, in this Siman Tav Tzadi, says that which it says, not Kohelas, it's less that's not true, because the conclusion is that Maseches Yadayim, he quotes that Nishan, Maskonis Masnishan, became Nechlikul, that it is the same, and Kegomu, Shirashim, and Kohelas, Shoven, Shirashim, Kohelas, they're all equal to everything else. They all have the same status. They have the same status as Tumah, they have the same status as far as this concept of reading it and making a broch on it as well. The Rambam paskins that way, Perikas, the Hilchos, Avos, Hatumos, Halochas, Vav, the Rambam also paskins that all of the Kisei HaKodesh have the same status, and they're all on the same level in the Talmud Shabbayim, and so on. So that's the position of the Vilna Gaon. Again, sort of the extreme opposite of the Taz. It said it's a bracha about Talmud. The Vilna Gaon says you should always make a bracha. The Magen Avraham is somewhere in the middle. What does this machlokas depend upon? What is the nature of this dispute? What's the crux of it? So perhaps another number of different possibilities, I think, which interplay, which will give us the insight into this whole practice. There is a Gemara in Maseches Sukkah. And Daf Mem Dal Amar Aleph. The Gemara says, okay, I'm here. Oh, good, we're on the spot. Sukkah. Good. There's a Gemara Masecha Sukkah which discusses the practice that we'll all, Nitz Hashem, fulfill tomorrow morning, Hoshana Rabbah. That's the minig of banging the Arovis, right? Tzibut Arovis, right? So the Gemara says in Sukkah Mem Dal Amar Aleph, a dispute exactly to the nature of that minig. Itmar Rabbi Yochanan Yishuv and Levi, Chad Amar Arovah Yisod Nevi'im, the Chadama Arava Minig Nevi'im. Then there's a Sukkah, Mem Dara and Aleph. There's two opinions as to where that comes from, that practice that we'll follow in Shem Tamar, that we bang the Aravas. However many times you do it, but you bang the Aravas, and your kids, you bang it 100 times to get all the leaves off. Some say 3 times, 5 times, whatever you do, you bang the Aravas, feed with Aravas. So where does that come from? And the other things relating to the Arava and Hashana Rabbah. So some people shake it and walk around with it, whatever. So where does all this come from? So Itmar Rabbi Yochanan Shul and Levi, Chadama Arava Yisod Nevi'im, the Chadama Arava Minig Nevi'im. One opinion is that it's a Yisod Nevi'im. Rashi explained Yisod Nevi'im. Takonas Nevi'im Achronim. There was a Takona by the Nevi'im, namely Chagai Zechariah Malachi. Shayu Mimisaknei Takonas Yisod Banshei Knesset Gedola. Chagai Zechariah Malachi, the last three Nevi'im that we ever had. That's the end of Nevi'im, Nevi'im Achronim, the so-called Tzvei Hoso, the 12 quote-unquote minor prophets. They're minor because they have less material from them. The last of those three were Chagai Zechariah and Malachi. That's why the very last pasuk in Malachi, which we read on Shabbos HaGadol, it says Malachi ends. That's the end of Nevuah. It says Zichru Torah Moshe. His parting message is remember the Torah of Moshe. And Hinei Anochi Shalech Lachem Es Eliyahu Navi. He's saying goodbye for all the Nevi'im until Eliyahu Navi returns. He was signing off in the name of all the Nevi'im. Good night and goodbye. And there'll be no more Nevi'im until Eliyahu Navi returns. That's how Sefer Malachi ends. That's the end of Nevi'im Achronim. So Anyway, they were part of it. They lived, these three Nevi'im, these three friends, Chagas and Chaimalachi, lived at the beginning of the Bayi Sheni period. They were in Golas and Bavel, and they came back in the beginning of the Second Temple period. So, and they were part of the Anshei Knesset Gadolah, the 120-man assembly that made many takonas. So the Gemara says they were Mesakim. So it's actually a regular takona to beat the Arovis. That's one opinion. But the other opinion says, no, minig. It's not a takona, it's a minig. It was only a minig. Hin Higu Echon below Tiknulahem. That's the second Amora says, no, it wasn't a takonas Nevi'im, it was only a minig Nevi'im. What's the difference? The Rashi says, the nafkamina galoboi brocha. The nafkamina is a brocha. Because we make a brocha on a din derabanan. We light Hanukkah candles, we make a brocha. We say al until it's a dime, make a brocha. We make a brocha on mitzvahs midrabanan. But Rashi says, that's if it's a takana, the rabanan really instituted something, then we have the right, and then it's proper to make a brocha. However, if it's only a minig, says, Rashi leke lameme vitzivanu. Dafil b'chol lo soser lesa. It's not included on the low saucer. That's an allusion to the Gemara has in Masechet Shabbos, that I mentioned later, that the Rashi said now, so you may as well refer to it now. The Gemara has in Shabbos, Bavchov Gimel of Aleph. The Gemara is talking about Ner Chanukah. The Gemara discusses my Mevorach, what's the Brocha on Ner Chanukah? So we all know, it mentions the three Brochas that we know, three the first night, two the rest of the night, and it says, Asher Kiddushon Sovasom, Ladlik Ner Shon Chanukah. Or Ladlik Ner Chanukah. Ask the Gemara right away, what do you mean Asher Kiddushon Sov Vitzivonu? Vehecham Tivonu. Where would the God command it? How can we say a bracha eight nights of Hanukkah? It's a lie. How do you say a shirke to shom sal sal to light Hanukkah in the Tzivano? Where's the pasuk in Chumash telling me light Hanukkah candles? How do we? The Rabbanim instituted. That's on the ground. The Rabbanim instituted. That's not. I listen to the loss of the pasuk of the bracha rather. A shirke to shom Hashem, you sanctified us in with your mitzvahs, and you commanded us to light Hanukkah candles. Really, where? That's the Gemara's question. Where did God ever command us to light Hanukkah? The Gemara says, no, it says lo sosa. The Pasuk says that we are bound, Pasuk and Pasuk Shoftim, that we are bound to follow the decrees of the Rabbanon. So therefore, indirectly, when the Rabbanon make a takana, so we have to follow that. That's from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's how the Gemara says. But the Rambam, the Rashi rather here in Sukkah, Daf Mem Daal Amal Aleph, that's when the Rabbanon make a takana. But if it's only a minute, then you can't say the Tzivana. That's the Shita Rashi. Ain't the Vachar a minute. So therefore, according to the sheet of Rashi, and this is a sugyan sukkah, whenever there's something, it's a minig. There's no bracha. That's what Rashi says, and that's gemin is. However, there's a long tosis on the next page, mem dalad on days in the sukkah, where Renatan is not so convinced. Yeah. Yeah, like Netilas Yadayim and Hanukkah candles, and let's say, and this opens up a can of worms, but let's say the fact that we have Yom Tov Sheni, right, all the Kiddush again, and we have a Seder again, and so on. Now that may be different, but for our purpose now, so we have what it's a Takana to Rabbanon. We make a bracha when it's a, let's say, according to many Erevim, we make an Erev Erev Tavshilon. It's a question whether it's the Rabbanon. Let's assume it's the Rabbanon for the moment, so there are those examples. But the question is, not when it's a minik, that's what Rashi says. However, Rabbeinu Tam, in this long post on Mem Dalam Abbeiz, Dibra Masal Kan B'mikdash, he says that the Pirush a country is not going to be takana by bracha. I mean, how the low boy, the lek lamem of tzivano, the minig ba'alma shen higo am. That's what Rashi says. Okay. Now the fact of the matter is, that we don't make a bracha on meeting the aravis tomorrow. We're not going to make a bracha before doing whatever we do with the aravis because that's only a new. We assume, like the second opinion, it's only a minig nevi'im, so there's no bracha. However, other people raise the question. So what about Hallel and Rosh Chodesh? You look in the Gemara, the original practice of Hallel was not recited on Rosh Chodesh. Hallel was only recited on certain days of the year. The Gemara specifies Erchir and Tainus in several places, and Rosh Chodesh is not one of them. So what about making a bracha on Hallel? It's only a minute. The Gemara calls it a minute. The Gemara says that when Rav left Eretz Yisrael, came to Bavel, he found the people saying Hallel on Rosh Chodesh. Never heard of it. What's going on here? Never heard of that practice before. Hallel on Rosh Chodesh? Know anything about it. Then he noticed that they skipped part of it, we call Chati Hallel. It's not exactly half, but we leave out parts of Hallel. So then Rav realized, oh, it's just a minute. So the question is, do you make a bracha? Some may be aware of the fact that Sfardim, in fact, do not make a bracha to this day. Sfardim do not make a bracha on Hallel Rosh Chodesh. Ashkenazim, we do. Okay, or let's say the last 6 days of Pesach is possibly the same thing. In any event, so there's a long discussion here in Tosafot, and I mean, the Tam says that it's not automatically true that we don't make a bracha on a minute. Sometimes we do make a bracha on a minute. And he says, Rabbeinu Tam Omer, there ain't Ra'am Erov Lahallel. Because Rabbeinu Tam holds, we do make a bracha on Hallel, which Ashkenazim do. Now, why? What's the difference? Why on the Arova tomorrow we're not going to make a bracha, it's a minig, and a Hallel we do make a bracha, it's only a minig. So the Rabbeinu Tam says,
Because the Arava in Elo Tiltu, what are you doing? You're just lifting, you're holding, but you bang it, or you walk around, whatever you do, there's no particular action, so to speak. It came with the Lav Sakanti, I mean, Hagalo Chashiva Lemikvah Lebracha. Avo Kriyas Ahalel El Gorom Mikor B'Torah. Right? But Kriyas Halel, that's something different. It's like Kriyas HaTorah has a different status. So that's the Shita of Rabbi Natan. And so the Machorkas really Rashi and Tosis, what's the status of a Kinyas of the thing as a bracha on a minute? But Rashi seems to rule it out outright. Rabbi Natan says not so fast. Some in Hogan you can make a bracha on. In fact, I'll just mention that the Rabbi Yonah and Brachas of Chesem and Aleph of the pages of the Rif, it starts on Zion and Bez, a long Rabbi Yonah. It's the Talmid Rabbeinu Yonah. So they quote from the Rebbe Rabbeinu Yonah. He says, not all minhagim are created equal. Some minhagim are more equal than others. Some minhagim have a different status, a higher status. They do have a bracha, and other minhagim don't have a bracha. What Rabbeinu Yonah says, that something which is in the category of shevach lahodah, along those lines, like halil, that's a stronger, a more powerful minhag. That does have a bracha. Suddenly just handling it, do something with a rubber, you wave it, or you bang it, that's not significant enough to warrant the bracha. And actually it's a machlokas in terms of tzark, a machlokas, the Rambam, and the Ravid in Perek Yud Aleph of Hilchos Brachos. Perek Yud Aleph of Hilchos Brachos, Halacha Tes Zayin. The Rambam writes, Kol Dovah Shu Minig, Afro Pishu Minig Nevi'im Hu, something which is only a minig, even if it goes all the way back to Nevi'im. Let's remember the Nevi'im by definition of Ruach HaKodesh. Right, so even if it's a minig established by Nevi'im, still says the Rambam, it's going to be Kiyos HaRov the Shishachad, like the HaRov HaTamar and HaShana Rabba, the Ein Tzarech Lomar V'Ena Chachamim, and certainly only a minig that was established later by the Chachamim, Kegon Kriyas Halav Rosh HaKadosh, Mechol HaShamot Shal Pesach, Ein Levarch HaLov, open and shut case, says the Rambam. Anything which is a minig, I don't care who found it, if it's only a minig, you make no broch on it. That's the Rambam. The Ravid disagrees. Okay, the Ravid says it's not the same thing. He says, Anu Minagenu, yes, Levarch, we do make a broch. And our rov is different. She'ein ba'lo sherech la'hodah v'netilosa. U'mat sorech v'brocha. Ava kriyas ahala v'yom v'kudoshim. And other things that has sherech la'hodah does have a brocha. So again, it's a machlokes, had a paskin in terms of brocha on a minik. So one could suggest that that's exactly the different sheet is here with regards to the Megillahs. Yeah.
Is there anything to be said for when an Eli made a minhag, he could have just been a kohen versus the 15th century who started doing a practice,
right. So now you're asking a question, why did, it's odd, well, according to the Sheikah that it was only a minute to me, why did they do it that way? That's an interesting question. You have to wonder why they did it. This happens if you take a look in the Art Scroll Hoshanas. They have an introduction to the topic of Hoshanas, so there it discusses a little bit. I think it's based, I forgot who it's based on, maybe from Megadiah Shul or something, I forgot who, and look at it a while, but they have that discussion of why they would not have made the Takana. When I had the authority to do so. Yeah. Apparently. Yeah, because minig means you're going to wait and see. That's what they developed in this essay. Minig and wait and see is that Klal Yisrael can accept it. It was left up to Klal Yisrael to accept or not to accept.
That's what later in
history where people... Now, so one could argue that this is exactly what's going on here in terms of our issue. In other words, in Machlokas, whether you should make a bracha on a minig, let's remember the Avudram that I started with, and the way the Ramor quotes it also, this whole thing is for sure a minig. The lashon of the Ramor is the Noagin Lomar Shira Shirin B'Shabbos, only a minig to begin with. So maybe the question of whether you make a bracha on it revolves around this Machlokas. If you hold, let's say, like the Rambam and Rashi seems to say there's no bracha on a minig, so how can you talk about, I don't care what's written on a cloth, it's not on a cloth, it's only a minig, so you can't make a bracha on a minig. On the other hand, if you hold it, no, sometimes there is a bracha on a minig, so then it opens the door to the possibility of making a bracha. So maybe our question revolves around that. But we take it a step further, because there's an interesting, it's not just the issue of the minig, it's something else as well. In the Chidushim of the Briske Rav, the Chidushim of the Mizah Levi on the Rambam, on that Rambam that we just read, Parak Yud Aleph of Hilchos Brachos, Halacha Tes Zayin, he writes, he has an important yisod, which Tom is going to go into great detail now, but he kind of has a yisod that, in effect, there's a difference when, I hate to use the term, but when the chetza, the item that you're talking about, has the status of a mitzvah, it's just that now it's a minig to do it, as opposed to them as a minig altogether. What I mean? In other words, there is a concept of a mitzvah halal, a mitzvah rabbanon halal, right?
Now, it just so happens that on certain days, there's a minhag to recite Hallel. But in essence, Hallel has a mitzvah quality to it. Right? Now, I'll read just a couple lines. He says, because the problem with Tzivano. He says, even according to the Rambam, the issue is not with Tzivano. That's what Rashi had said. But the Rambam never said that. The Riskarov suggests that's not the Rambam's position. According to the Rambam, Minhagim have the same status. How do I know? See, it proves. Because it says in Hilchos Mamrim, where the it happens to be in the Parakal of Alokha Beis, and he quotes it, he says that that under the idea of Lo Sosur, that I mentioned before, that Gemara and Shabbos, that we have to be bound by the Takonis de Rabbanon, the Rambam lumps Minhagim in there too. So you see, the Rambam does count it. So therefore, he says, what is it? What, in other words, the Rambam does count Minhagim as being on par with Takonis de Rabbanon. How we learn the Gemara, what was the Machlokas, Yisod Nevi'im versus Minhag Nevi'im is a different problem. But in terms of, in general, the Brisker Rav points out that the Rambam himself, in Hilchos Mamrim, mentions that that there is this notion that it's under the, what we have to follow from Bezin and so on. So why then does the Rambam insist that we don't make a bracha? Not because of the Tzivano, that's not the issue. But rather, he says, Ela hod de'eim avarcha la minig hu zedin be'etzem ha'chetzah shalahem. The lav toris mitzvah behul avarcha lehem. The rakal mitzvah mevarchem, the law amin hodus. We only make a bracha on something that's a mitzvah in its essence as opposed to a minig. But Hallel is a mitzvah in its essence. There are formal takonis to recite Hallel. Just so happens that Rosh Chodesh is only a minig to recite Hallel. But in terms of its chetzah, the item, the object itself, Hallel in this case, there is a mitzvah. However, when it comes to, let's say, Aravos, leading the Aravos, so that's never, we never make a bracha on Aravos. Hallel, we do make a bracha. Many times during the year we make a bracha on Hallel. Okay, so now Rosh Chodesh, you can also can discuss, maybe we should make a bracha on Hallel. Right? So that's the it works out for Hallel. It's different. Again, I don't want to go into the whole issue, but this is the sheet of Rabbeinu Tam, of the Brisker Rav, explaining the Rambam, and he says that's the sheet in Tosus also. Certain minhagim are not enough to warrant a bracha, but someone which already owns a bracha, which has a bracha to its name, as it were, then you can say a bracha. So that's the issue. Again, I oversimplified a long piece, but that's what the basic yisod of the Brisker Rav is. Yeah. Yeah, that's an interesting question as to when. Right, the question is historic, is a good question. I agree. I just want to point out that I found, I noticed that in the Tosus Rid, in Megillah, he says this, Tosus Rid's a Rishon, so I just want to share it with you. Tosus Rid, rather than Sukkah, has the same Svar as the Brisker Rav. Tosus Rid from Tana Rishonim, so he's mechavin to it. Probably wasn't available in print in his days, but he says, Kol Dover Shehu Noek Kovav and Nogul Hosif Olav, Mevorchen Olos a Minute. Something which is in its essence sometimes a chovah. There's a minig sometimes to add to it and do it, so then you can make a bracha. So that's how the Tosfos read, again, the same, the same svara that that he had. But the question, so now getting back to our issue, so now you can discuss on Mikra Megillah. There is such a bracha on Mikra Megillah, right? We have it on Megillah's Esther. So now the question is, how do we view these other Megillahs? Are they likened to Megillah's Esther, or no, they're totally separate entities? So this could be the kind of point of departure in the Pesach, in terms of Rishon, the person we mentioned, in terms of the bracha. Moshe Sternbach, the Sefer Modim Uzmanim, has in Chelak Aleph a discussion of this subject, in Chelak Aleph Simon Lamed Beis, I think, yeah, Simon Lamed Beis, and he writes, he says, add something else. He quotes that this girl that we mentioned, he mentioned something else also. He says, V'yesh Lomar also, Shirakim amidin mispashir b'chol Yisrael yesh b'lo sos yichol mivarch tzivano. V'lohachim varcha ha'hal b'rosh chodesh yom tovsheni. Everybody does it. Avo minig shol nispashir b'chol Yisrael k'mo kriyas dal megillas bizmanenu. Sheif ta'asrar din v'harbe kilos ta'ashkenazim ain't karen klal b'tzibur. Around here in our circles, everybody reads the Megillus on the Yom Tov, and the Ramos says, Chassidish communities, if I'm not mistaken, many Chassidish communities, I think they let people read it to themselves, they don't break it, and the Chazan says the last possible. Or something like that. And apparently among Sardim, they don't read it at all. So this is not a minute enough with the whole food to see soil, so then it can't take on the status of a Lo Sosur, and can't take on the status of a Tzivano. So that's how Sternberg suggests. But then he mentions something else, a different angle as well. It's not just the minig issue. We shouldn't just focus only on the fact that it's a minig, because as we see, minigs, you know, you can make a brach on a minig. And again, that's probably the sheet of the Vilna Gaon. But it's something more as well. And that is that Rav Sternbach, I'm going to suggest in the same essay, he refers to Yerushalmi in the beginning of the seventh parak of Brachas, where the Yerushalmi comments that Birchas HaTorah, there's a special chiyuv of Birchas HaTorah when you're betzibur. So apparently, even if you said Birchas HaTorah, the Gemara seems to discuss whether Birchas HaTorah derives the abundance of shiur by itself, but according to Yerushalmi, it emerges a possibility that even if you said Birchas HaTorah yourself in the morning, that's a Darabonon, when you get an aliyah, call it that's a Doraisa. That there's a special chiyuv of Birchas HaTorah when there's a reading betzibur. Now whether that's because it's public Talmud Torah, or it's a public Shevach, there's different approaches to what the nature of Birchas HaTorah is. But there is this notion of a public kind of reading requiring a bracha. So Rav Sternbuch suggests that based on that Yerushalmi, maybe that's the Masechah Sofrim that says you have to make a bracha. He comments the Masechah Sofrim very often is in sync with the Yerushalmi. And therefore he says that the Masechah Sofrim also was hit to Yerushalmi, and therefore, you're right, the Tafid Dei Adzuzud, a Kriya B'Tzibur Ton Bracha. It's a Tzibur issue. Okay, when you have a reading B'Tzibur, like you read Kohelas and Shashim B'Tzibur, that's when it requires a Bracha. Okay, so now we have two different things, but we put them together. It's a Minig, but it's a Minig and Tzibur. So maybe those will hold that it's a Bracha, it's because of the combination of those two facts. Maybe one alone wouldn't do it. Now, again, that may relate to the issue as well. In fact, that's what the Brisker Rav himself, at the end of that piece, the piece we referred to before, Hilchos Brachos, at the very end, he makes specific reference to to the Megillahs, and he says, let me just find it here, he says, at the very end, he says, Ophizi Eshmokom Lomar, the Maida Tanena Mesechet Sofim, the Akkar, the Kisar Akkar, the Varach, the Kisar Akkar, the whatever, and the Akkar Megillahs, he says, Mikra Megillah, that's not Brichas HaMitzvahs. That's Titnu Brochal Etzem Kriyosim B'Tzibur. It's a Din and Kriya B'Tzibur. Okay? And that's why you can't compare it to Halal and to other things. There's a special Din of, Rovis, special Din of reading B'Tzibur. So, now we have this, as I say, this other aspect of B'Tzibur, which allows us to explore yet another interesting question. The Vilna Gaon, we said, is the one who insists that you have to make a bracha, whether it's written in a cloth, but it's not written in a cloth, you have to make a bracha. And again, maybe because he holds, you make a bracha on a minig, and maybe he doesn't always make a bracha on all minogim, but this minig you do, and especially you could hold this because it's done with tzibur. So in the Sefer Maisa Rav, where they collect the practices of the Vilna Gaon, so in Os, two different editions, but it's either Os Kuf Ayin Aleph or Kuf Ayin Hay, and this edition is Kuf Ayin Hay. So the Vilna Gaon says, the Shabbos Chalamay Pesach, the Sukkos, and Shuas Yom Beis, Acha Yotzos, after Shabbos, Korim Ein Kamocha, before you take out the Torah, Korin HaMegillah, Benigam V'Tanu, you read the Megillah with the trop, right? Okay, and Megillah, Mechteres Megillah, and the Sefer Torah, preferably out of a cloth, out of a properly written Megillah. Ve'achad Korim V'Kulam Shomim, one person reads, everyone listens. Ve'achorin Mevorach Shtei Brochas, and Ve'achorin first makes two Brochas, Al Mikra Megillah and Shechiyano. Both, okay? And what the Vilna Gaon says. So one of the commentaries in the bottom of the Maaser Rav is called the Pula Sochir. It says, Shamati shehitcha achachem echar arbeinu zatzal, in Isa shekriyas ha-megillah talo chiv kolkach, eich mutar lekros on the Shabbos. How do you read it on Shabbos? We mentioned before that according to the Ramah, we'll leave out Rus now because Rus there is no Shabbos kolamoid Shavuos, although when Shavuos is on Shabbos, Friday Shabbos, we do read it on Shabbos. But the proper minhag, according to Ramah, if there is a Shabbos Chalamoid, is to read Shir HaShirim on Shabbos Chalamoid Pesach, is to read Koheles on Shabbos Chalamoid Sukkot. So ask the Pula Sukkot, someone ask the Gro, what's going on here? What do you mean? Ramah wrote Dafket Seher on Shabbos, and in fact, the Vilna Gaon there in the Bir HaGro, and that Sinan Tafzad has mentioned before, says the Dafka on Shabbos, because there are more people even in Shul on Shabbos than even on Yom Tov, at least in those days, whatever. The Shas Kenufi people are in Shul on Shabbos. So, that was just as an aside point, that Moshe Feinstein has a Tshuva, Nigus Moshe in Orachaim Chelek Dalet Simon Tzadites, those days, he said about a community that the cloth wasn't in order, they didn't have a cloth on Shabbos Chalamoid. A few days later, the last days of Pesach, they had it, or Sukkot, whatever it was. He said, read it from the cloth, you read it, it's not that you have to do it on Shabbos. To do it on the holiday, not that you have to do it on Shabbos. But the practice, Ramah quotes, is to have to do it on Shabbos. But wait a second. Megillah, at least Megillas Esther, is one of the things which the Gemara mentions, that if it lands on Shabbos, you don't do it on Shabbos, because the famous there is Shemei Vereva Da'al Abbas, which is the Rabbin. We just had 2 weeks ago, was Rosh Hashanah, 2 and a half, almost 3 weeks ago was Rosh Hashanah, the first day was Shofar, we didn't blow Shofar. And last week, the first day of Sukkot, we didn't take the Lulav and Esther. Why? So the Gemara explains in Rosh Hashanah, in Sukkot, in Megillah, in all the places, the Gemara says, because it's a Takana Drabbanan, we're afraid that people are going to forget, they're going to carry the wool of the shul, they'll carry the sofa or something like that, and they'll violate Shabbos, there's no Erev and so on, so to protect the sanctity and dignity of Shabbos, so the Mevato Nitzah Kisof, Mevato Nitzah of Netzilas Lulav. And the other thing mentioned is Megillah. Okay, it's a sugi in Megillah too, on Daf Dalam Beis, and Rashi explains, well, look at the Rashi, so it's a sugi in Megillah on Daf Dalam Beis, everyone is required to read the Megillah, but people forget if it's Shabbos, so you don't read the Megillah on Shabbos. Now, it just so happens that according to our calendar, it's not relevant, because according to our fixed calendar, Purim never lands on Shabbos, here in anywhere outside of Yerushalayim. Purim is never on Shabbos, so the whole question doesn't come up. But what does come up is that on Tesvav Adar, what we call Shushan Purim, when they read the Megillah in Yerushalayim, in the other walled city, that can and does fall on Shabbos. We have Purim Friday here, that's the year when we had Erev Pesach on Shabbos, the same year, right? That comes up every now and then. Now it won't happen for a while. But Erev Pesach is on Shabbos, so Purim is on a Friday. So here, in Yerushalayim, Purim is on Shabbos, right? So what do you do about Mikra Megillah? So Taka, they don't read the Megillah on Shabbos. Now, when do they read the Megillah? They read it on Friday like everybody else. And that's when you have the so-called Purim Meshulas, the triple Purim. Because Friday, they read the Megillah. The Gemara says, Matanos of Yonim is paired up with Mikra Megillah. So, they give out Matanos of Yonim on Friday. They push off the Purim Suda for a certain reason to Sunday. And Shalach Manas goes with the Purim Suda. And on Shabbos, they say Alan Nisim, and they have the Purim Laning, and so on. So 3 days of Purim, Friday, Shabbos, and Sunday. Again, it comes up from time to time. So they ask the Vilna Gaon, the Gemara says when Purim lands on Shabbos, again, it's only going to happen in Shushan Purim, according to Har Luach, you don't read the Megillah, because all may carry. So how come here, after the practice was yet read on Shabbos, what's going on? The Shadav cannot read it on Shabbos. Whatever the minig is, it should have been. Read it the first day, you want to read it Shmiat Teru. Read it whatever, so it's not a problem of Shabbos. That's what they ask. And Lama lo nidzayin gzer de rabba, shemre rabba amas v'sham, kemam egilas Esther. The Heish is, shagzer de rabba lo shaycha ala b'chim matzol ha'kol yachid v'yachid. Makes a big difference. He says, now it goes back to our Tzibur point. And when the Gaon answered, according to the Pula Socher, that gzer was only when there's a chiyav on every person. I have to hear shofar, and I have to wave the lulav. It's an individual obligation. So I'll forget. I remember 2 years ago, when I was coming to, I was walking to shul, and I saw somebody came out of his house. It was a 3 day yontif. It was Thursday, Friday, Shabbos. So a guy came out of his house with his lulav on Shabbos. It got mixed up, right? So people forget. You get mixed up. It's today, the first day. Why does it so blur sometimes? So you'll forget that it's Shabbos. So the Vilna Gaon says that's only when there's an individual obligation. However, and that's why it says in the Gemara, HaKol Chayoven. Avo Kriyas Megillas Halolo, the Gemara tells an important point. Reading Shir HaShirin and Koheles and Ruz, Lo Hukbu Klal Al Yochid, there's no individual obligation. Ki'im Al Rabin, it's a Tzibur Dik, it's a Chiyim on the Rabin. I do not have a personal obligation. It's a Chiyim on the Rabin, on the Tzibur, that on that day they should read these Megillas. Right? It's like Kriyas Sefer Torah. If ain't kan minyan asara, ain't chiyuv klal yachid. If there's no minyan, then I have to do it. If there's no minyan on Sukkot, I still have to wave the lulav. If there's no minyan on Rosh Hashanah, I still have to hear shofar. Right? But this is a din in the tzibur. This concept of reading Megillah, let's say Koheles, on Sukkot is a din in the tzibur. Over davar shein chiyuv mutav kiyum ala rabin, lekel ameicha shem evirenu. It's only a tzibur. It means the one that got boy and the rabbi, the people will be in charge. They know what they're doing. And they'll make sure that no one's they're not gonna carry it. Everyone has to bring the Megillah. One guy's in charge. The Gabbai will make sure that everything stays. And he quotes Gemara's Rabin Midgar Azadi. This is Chivon and Rabin. So everyone reminds each other. So now we have another important insight here. And that is that this entire prayer, it's not just that the Chiv on the Tzibur. But the whole Chiv is only on the Tzibur. So it's a different category altogether. So now we can understand perhaps why, you know, this issue of why we're not worried about it on Shabbos, and now the issue of the bracha takes on a different light. Maybe like the Brisker Rav said, like when it's a chiyuv on a tzibur, so now it's a different entity. It's a public reading. It's by nature a public reading. In fact, the truth is, there's an essay in a sefer called Oris Yimei Rachamim by Rabbi Shlomo Warman, that's a contemporary Talmud Chacham from Queens. There's a sefer called Oris. This is called Oris Chagas Sukkos, Oris Yimei Sukkos. In the Siman Nun, he talks about this topic. He was a Talmud. The Talmud of Elazar Silver, a great, one of the important rabbis in America, a rabbi in Cincinnati in the middle of the 1900s. He has a sefer called Tzemach Erez. So in his sefer on the part of it is on Maseches Megillah. So he discusses this issue, you know, because it tells us Yom Tov raises a kasha in Perek Aleph of Maseches Megillah, Halacha Beis, Mishnah Beis, I raise, how come there's never a gzeirah not to lay in on Shabbos? Kriach HaTorah. How do you have a Kriach HaTorah? Someone will carry the sefer Torah. So the Tosis Yontes gives a different teretz. He gives a reason why. But Rabbi Warman suggests, and Rabbi Elazar Silver says, no, that's why. Because Kriach HaTorah is also Chiv and Tzibur. And that's a big discussion. It's a shir in its own right. That's a discussion of Chaim Brisker may have held not that way. And his Mechutna, Valiant Prisoner, had a discussion about it. The Raya from Ramban, that's a question of what the nature of Kriach HaTorah is. But according to this approach, the Kriyas HaTorah is a din on the Tzibur. Not that I have an individual obligation to be here laning any Shabbos. There's a chiyuv on the Tzibur according to many. And that's what the Rabbi Elazar Silver brings a couple of rayas to this from different Gemaras in Maseches Megillah. For example, this is page Shin Samech Ches in this work. So he says, the Gemara has an expression that Kriyas HaMegillah is a mitzvah chaviva. That's why even if more than one, let's say several people laying in the Megillah at the same time. Hard to imagine, but let's say three or four people laying at once. We usually have a rule that trei kol lo mishtami. Two sounds you can't hear. But because of the chavivas of the mitzvah, it's okay. You can listen. You'll concentrate. What's the chavivas? So he says that's Megillah on Purim because that's an individual chiyuv. An individual chiyuv, says the Blessed Silver. So I'm going to be very diligent to make sure I listen. I'm going to have more than one person laying. But by Kriyas HaTorah, it's not an individual chiyuv. It doesn't have the same cloud. Or he quotes another Gemara, the fact that the end of the Megillah is also in Megillah Daf Chaf Aleph. Rabbi Warman suggests that the Gemara says that, you know, we're worried with brachas. Brachas HaTorah, we have a bracha before and after. It used to be that just the first person of Kohen said the first bracha, and the guy who said Shvi said the last bracha. And that was it. But then they made a gzera that everyone said bracha because people come late or come in and out. They'll think there was no bracha. So Rabbi, what do you mean they'll think there's no? What are we worried about? People are going to think they shouldn't be going in and out. Why? We're worried about the people who leave. Don't leave. The answer is no, because it's not an individual chiyuv. It's a chiyuv on a tzibur. So therefore, there's possibility that not everyone was listening every minute, and not everyone was in the shul every minute. Mashenu came by Megillah Sefer. These are some of the rites. Now, so just to bring it around, now we can point out the following: that the issue of skip some of this I want to mention is late, but just to mention another interesting piece. The kasha is that if this is true, so shouldn't reading of these Megillahs be listed among the things that require a tzibur? There's a Mishnah Masechta Megillah Daf Chav Gimel, and actually there's a discussion in Megillah Daf Hey where the Gemara says that Mikra Megillah on Purim requires a minyan. Okay, and then there's a discussion. Is that true? So the Balamor said, no, it's only lechatchila. If it's preferable to have a minyan, you don't need a minyan. The Ramban says, of course, the Balamor and the Ramban there. The bottom line is you don't need it, but the Ramban says that no, it should have been listed among all those things that are tzibur oriented. And it doesn't list the reading of these Megillahs under that. That's just in Kasha, so to speak, against the, you know, against the sheet of the Vilna Gaon, let's say. The Vilna Gaon obviously considers this a tzibur thing, that we explained it before. That's how he said there's no problem with Shabbos. So the question is, why wouldn't it be listed there? So that's, somewhat of an open question. Rashi in Maseches Megillah and Daf Hey, I'm going to wrap up with this. What's that?
The other items
are
not allowed to be said.
Right. So that's the point. I think that's correct. That's really the answer. The other things that Rashi says, Rashi there in that Sugi Megillah, Daf Hey, that we're afraid the guy may, I'm sorry, Daf Dalad, they, Hakol Chayavin, Yitok Shehu Mechuyav the Dover, who Baal Allah says is a little different. Mitoch shum mechuyv b'davar hu bal rotzei shidei chavo. Right? The guy's mechuyv is going to be mixed up, but that's only when it's a chiyuv. So I see you're saying something different. But what I want to say is a little different. What I want to say is to go back to the other point, that it's only a minute. If it's only a minute, then we're not the same nervousness. Those things that are listed in that pishah are things which are chiyuvim. Remember, this is a tzibur dekadim, but it's only a minute in the tzibur. So that's why it's not listed. That's what I thought. No, you're saying something different. You're saying you can't do that, and here you theoretically could. Okay, so another possible answer. But I'm trying to suggest that maybe that's the difference. The difference is we really have both aspects. It's a din in tzibur, but it's only a din in the minute of the tzibur. So therefore, we're not as nervous when it's only a minute. We're not worried. And you could say that that's the same reason why there's no concern about carrying. It's only a minute anyway. The Rashi's whole lesson, why we're afraid you're going to carry the Megillah on Purim, on Shabbos, in Yerushalayim, because mitoch shehu mechuy of the dover, because since you're obligated, right, you're wrapped up in your chiyuv, when it's only a minute anyway. So then you don't have the same thing. So that's how you can answer that Ramban. And that also, again, gives us the further insight that the whole reading of Shir Hashirim, Kohelis and Rus, it's a tzibur dik a chiyuv, but it's a chiyuv only al tzminik of the tzibur. And now we can go back to that issue of the brach. Again, that will be the different shittas in the Taz, the Mogan of Rome, and the Gra. Is that enough to warrant its own brach? Not found it. According to Taz, it's not. It's only a minig, and it's only the tzibur. Okay, and others will say the other way. We'll just point out that this will also answer Kasha the Tosis raises on Dabdal and Bezin Megillah, Dir Masul Be'Aviranu, the second one, with the same title. Talks about, what about the fact that we blow shofar at the end of Yom Kippur? Even when Yom Kippur is on Shabbos, we do that. So maybe we should not follow that, at the end of Ne'ilah, right? If we blow the shofar. So why aren't we concerned that someone will carry the shofar, the same problem? And by the way, you can ask even when Yom Kippur is not on Shabbos, right? The regular Yom Kippur, how can we do it? So again, he said, that's only a minute, blowing whatever the reasons are, different reasons why we blow shofar at the end of Yom Kippur. Sometimes it's only a minute, so we don't have that very same concern. So this is just trying to crystallize what this practice is, that we read Kohelas, a minute of the tzibur. With this, we can also understand one more issue that Rav Sternbach talks about, not more than his mind, I didn't bring with me, but it's Chuvas van Hargis, Chelek Aleph Simon Shinchov Gimel. He raised another question. He says, on Purim, when do we read the Megillah on Purim? We read the Megillah after laning, in the morning, right? After laning. How come we read Shir Hashirim, Kohelis, and Rus before laning? Adarab, isn't it a violation of the old rule, Tadir Kodem, right? Shouldn't you lane first, like we do on Purim, you lane first, and then, so how come, shouldn't we read, in fact, I would say, maybe Torah Nevi'im Tzum, we should first lane, then we should read Haftarah, and then we should read Kohelis afterwards. Why don't we read it before? So he talks, his main thrust in that shuv is interesting, he's against saying the Shechiyonot, it's just a side point, I kind of looked over that before, we're on pond for it, but another issue about saying the Shechiyonot. But in that tshuva, Rav Sternbach said it's the same thing. So since it's only a minig, the rules of Tadir, Tadir is not the same, it's not on the same level, it's not a violation. Everybody knows it's only a minig, so he didn't exactly explain why Dafka we should say it first, but that's how it's brought down, and it's only going also, we should do it first. Maybe Dafka to show that it's only a minig, that it's not something that's a kavur, doesn't have the status of Kriya Sefer Torah and so on. Anyway, these are just some of the issues that relate to this question. Our practice, again, this year works out that we do say Kohelis on Shmini Atzeres. And again, presumably it's only Nohar Go'am, but it's a Nohar Go'am Dafka to do it as a Chiyuv of the Tzibur. And that explains the issue, how you line things up in terms of the Bracha, and every shul should follow. I think here in this shul, in B'nai Yishun, I think they read from the cloth. At least when I was a Bracha, I used to be the Balkori. So I think that they still do, right? I'm sure they read with a cloth, and I saw other shuls do. Other shuls don't. You have to follow your own practice. Again, I don't think anybody today makes the Bracha without the cloth. Your question from before, why does the cloth make a difference? And then you have to say, I don't know, does it make it more akin to say Kriya Sefer Torah? Going back to what we said before about this public reading aspect, if you read Gemara in public, you don't make a Bracha, right? So maybe the fact that it's in a cloth, elevates it more or less to be like the, or more in some ways more to be the status of and I think that's the practice today. And I think the only place that do make a bracha are places that read from the cloth. Wish everybody a Gemara Tov, and here on the Leil Hashanah Rabbah, and good Yontif and a Piskatama.